The Philadelphia Water Department will again start cutting off customers who don't pay beginning May 31st. But KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams says there are protections in place for some.
The shutoff notices started going out in April.
So once you get that notice, it's because your account's been delinquent over $1,000 for more than two billing cycles. And at that point, you know, we start trying to figure out what's going on.
Brian Rademakers with the Philadelphia Water Department says they've been very aggressive about reaching out to people who qualify for assistance programs. Those individuals are protected from shutoff.
But we've also been doing a lot of other things to identify people that would qualify for assistance, such as families that have applied for homeless services, and automatically identifying them as protected from shutoff.
Homes with seniors, children, and the disabled are also protected. The average residential water bill is about $70 a month, and Rademakers says shutting off service is the last thing they want to do. People who don't qualify for assistance but have a true hardship can use the city's Raise Your Hand initiative to state their case, and they could be protected through the end of this year. For more information, go to water.phila.gov/care. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.